This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Savannah Tomei Olson has the very latest.
Police say the suspect shot eight people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. Two people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. Four people, three students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. Two of them have been sent home from the hospital. Nine schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Officials are working to ensure schools are safe going forward after the tragedy in Madison yesterday. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says they've gotten more tips about school threats since the Madison shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that.
Yesterday in Green Bay, there were threats against two high schools that were eventually deemed not credible. The Speak Up, Speak Out tip line has gotten more than 300 tips since its inception. You can submit a tip online or call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials say a vehicle and a body were recovered from Little Lake Butamore last night. Officials were called to the 9th Street boat ramp in Menasha at around 3 p.m. yesterday for a car in the water. The Nina Menasha Fire Department, Winnebago County Dive Team, and other agencies helped recover the vehicle and the body. The victim has not been identified. 58-year-old Ricky Denson of Appleton was sentenced to 20 years in prison and 10 years extended supervision Monday for stabbing a woman in August of 2023. Denson was convicted of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, intimidating a victim, false imprisonment, strangulation, and bail jumping. According to the criminal complaint, Denson stabbed the woman with a broken smoking pipe after drinking at an Appleton park all day. Delivering far short on its promises, Foxconn is still getting tax breaks from the state. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
While Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn is still getting tax credits. A recent state report shows that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn employees in the state and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. Originally, it was promised $10 billion and 13,000 jobs. Microsoft has bought a lot of the Foxconn land and acquired more in the area. They're investing over $3 billion creating data centers in Mount Pleasant.
What happens when someone can no longer care for an exotic pet, like a lizard, a bird, fish, or insect? Traditional shelters aren't equipped to care for them. Releasing them into the wild is dangerous for the animals and for the environment. John Moyles is the director of J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue in Neenah.
You know, like you get a goldfish at the carnival, you know, you don't know what to do with it. And then, you know, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't really have a place to go with that goldfish. And you might think that, you know, dumping it into the lake or a river might be a good option. But those animals can actually thrive in our native waters and then will outcompete native animals by becoming an invasive species.
As Wisconsin's largest exotic pet rescue, Moyles says that JRAAR has rescued over 1,900 animals in 2023, and they look to surpass that number this year. To learn more about the rescue, check out our cover story from New Wisco Weekend. You can find it at wgbw.fm. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, now one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But and I joke about it. And all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP top 25 rankings after losing three straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last three games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a rough go over the second half of season 5 on Yellowstone. In the first episode of part 2, producers killed off the main character John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner. A fine how do you do for his welcome back after a hiatus in tension between he and executive producer Taylor Sheridan. And in the season finale, a major character was also killed, polarizing the audience. The New York Post reports that social media reaction has compared it to the last episode of Game of Thrones, which also wasn't popular. Home Alone is on most people's favorite list when it comes to Christmas movies. The film is so iconic that Kevin, or Macaulay Culkin, actually thought about purchasing the home, which is in Winnetka, Illinois, on Chicago's North Shore. The house has only been sold twice since the film was released, and this time sold after only a week on the market for 5 million smackers. Culkin said he was seriously considering it, but got busy with his kids. Sounds like he's much more attentive than his movie parents. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors, and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Generally mostly cloudy here through the day with a high near 35. Tonight, some light snow showers, 26. Tomorrow, clearing, 32, with snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.